This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Dr. Steve McKinnon joined us here today. There he is dancing. And look, he actually goes to coffee shops and reads poetry in his off time. So this guy doesn't just co-author books with Tom Clancy or help found out divorce. He's reading poetry, and everybody gets really excited when he talks about who it's dedicated to. This is called Impending Chaos by Steve Pachenik. Here's the end of it.
Present and future. Incapable of accepting all those false narratives, recounting long ago, time and time again. Chaos arrives, long forgotten. It abounding with that infinite vitality to eliminate and disintegrate matter into electronic impulses. Penetrating the invisible and the dead. Silence, the time for those who go, not die or disappear. Gloria in excelsis, Theopolis. Lucifer will dare the morning star.
Lucifer, amen. What is this? So, it's like, oh, false narratives, but someday they'll come true. Like H.P. Lovecraft, like someday even death may die. So, is this a love letter to Lucifer, Steve Pachenik? Are you secretly got a little heart for the devil?
No, I have the heart for no, neither the devil nor the angels. What I have a heart for. It's simply, and why I go on your show, you're the only show I ever go on, is number one, your incredible intelligence. Number two, your incredible sense of humor. From wherever it came, you have an incredible sense of humor, and I happen to enjoy it. Now, as Lucifer and the son of Lucifer, I basically look at cold fact. When 9/11 occurred, I was ostracized. Within minutes, I was deprecated, ostracized, and Bob Gates of the Secretary of Defense and the former DCI, whom I couldn't admire at all, I thought he was disgusting and stupid because he couldn't get in the Rand Corporation, basically warned me not to do a coup. And yet we had a shift in generals. And what I'm beginning to tell you is simple. Nobody owes me anything. I owe nothing to anybody. I enjoy what I do. I love what you say and what you do. We don't always agree, but for the most part, I will be right. And sometimes you will be wrong. But that's not unusual for you because that's what you enjoy. And the entre-temps between the both of us is poetic. I don't want to be right. I don't need to be right. I don't get paid
for it. It's certainly good radio. It's certainly good radio. Even though I disagree with some stuff, people are like, well, don't have someone on we disagree with. No, I think it's good to have people on that disagree.
I agree with you, but the most important part here, and I seriously mean it, and you have to understand, what I'm saying to your audience and the American public is I have faith in the American Republic. I'm not talking about Republicans, Democrats. That's finished. Trump is sui generis. That means he is onto himself.
No, you're right. He's now a symbol of our populism, so we need to celebrate him as our president regardless.
Correct. But he will be back as our president. And it's not as simple as anybody thinks.
Would you host a daily show with David Knight? I'll bring him back if you host it with him.
I have no hard feelings to David Knight.
I love David.
My point, look. It's not an issue of David Knight or you or me.
No, I'm saying, would you host a show with David Knight?
All I'm saying is I want to come back on your show and say to you, okay, where is my position?
I agree. How about a debate between you and David Knight? That would be great.
Oh, not yet.
By the way, but this is an attack. I hope David does well. David's got his own show he's doing right now. I was so mad about what I covered. I finally just said, dude, you got to go. But, yeah.
But you know what? Bless you and bless your audience. I still have faith in the American people and Trump. That's it. It's as simple as that.
No, I hear you. All right. Well, I think you meant what you said, and I don't think you did it out of meanness or badness, and that's what my gut tells me. So, StephenChenik.com. Hey, come back on next week. We're challenging David Knight to come in studio, and we will. Okay. All right. Hey, StephenChenik.com. Thank you so much. We've got another guest coming up. I appreciate spending time with us. All right, we'll be right back. Well, that was a powerful interview, ladies and gentlemen, and definitely something is going on. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy. The office of the former president. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Was written by Dr. Gad Saad about the narcissism and grandiosity of celebrities. Let me explain yet again the source for all the platitudinous virtue signaling. The truly privileged elites know that deep down they are frauds. They suffer from existential guilt. Hence, one of the ways by which they assuage the guilt albatross around their necks is to demonstrate to the world that they are truly compassionate, truly loving, truly caring, truly profound. Hence, they love all undocumented immigrants. They love Mother Earth. They love the ozone layer. They love BLM. They love socialism. They love inner cities. They hate the gentrification of neighborhoods. They love mentors of color. They cherish diversity. They love LGBTQ movies. They adore queer architecture. They are better than you, more caring, more cultured, more empathetic. This permits them to sleep better at night. See, I'm not a fraud. I may be a gargantuan parasitic hedge fund BSer, but I really care. I may be an overpaid BS actor, but I fight for solar panels. Those flyover rubes, you know, down there, deserve their lot in life. They are racists who bed their siblings. We are science supporters who fight against Mother Earth rapists while flying in our private jets. It is a classic ego defensive strategy that permits the ruling class to exist within their fractured selves. And if decent people don't wake up against what is taking place, you will wake up and say, "What happened to my liberties?" Stop giving your support to the parasites, cowards, and traitors in pop culture. Support the truth. Support the new renaissance. Support the information war.
Former Senator John Kerry is your new climate czar. Joe Biden hired him the other day. A lot of czars all of a sudden, so we want to keep them separate. A climate czar is very different from a reality czar, which apparently we're also getting. The climate czar is not worried about reality, or science for that matter, any of that. The climate czar fights climate change. And if facts or common sense get in the way of that, the climate czar will fight those too. It's the perfect role for John Kerry. John Kerry has devoted his entire life to taking on global warming by contributing as much to global warming as he possibly can. Over the past year, today, just one among many examples, John Kerry's private jet, yes, he has one, has spent at least 20 hours in the air, emitting in the process more than 100 metric tons of carbon emissions, much more than you will emit in a lifetime since you don't have a private jet. John Kerry is the kind of leader who leads by negative examples. Well, in 2019, the world finally recognized John Kerry's sacrifice, his enduring commitment to doing precisely what he wants, while preventing you from doing the same. John Kerry was given, in recognition of this, something called the Arctic Circle Award. That award recognizes his efforts to, quote, tackle environmental matters. Naturally, John Kerry flew all the way to Iceland, that's 3,000 miles away, on his private jet to accept this honor. In his acceptance speech, John Kerry made it very clear that people like John Kerry make him very angry. In order to fight climate change, John Kerry said, we need to do exactly the opposite of what John Kerry himself is doing at the moment.
People are dying around the world because of climate change. I see it in my country. Floods in mid part of our country that wiped out farms. Fires even now in California. Mudslides that swallowed up homes and people. I get angry when I look at what public responsibility is supposed to be and I don't see people doing it.
There are mudslides and floods and fires. Therefore, I must have more power. And if you don't give it to me, I will be angry. And to prove that point, John Kerry will personally cause as many mudslides and floods and fires as it takes to wake you up to this problem. That's the cross he's willing to bear. Any questions? Well, at the time, no one had any questions. Actually, they never do. No one in the American media asks questions or thought that speech was weird in any way. But back in 2019, one journalist in Iceland, not yet brainwashed, did have a question. He asked, why did John Kerry fly all the way to Iceland on a private plane? Isn't that a little hypocritical? Now, to our knowledge, no one covered John Kerry's response at the time. It was completely buried. We have it now. You're going to want to see it. This is John Kerry's response.
It's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I believe the time it takes me to get somewhere, I can't sail across the ocean. I have to fly to meet with people and get things done.
It's the only choice for someone like me. It's the only choice for someone like me. Why have a 12,000 square foot house on the water in Nantucket? It's the only choice for someone like me. Not a choice you're allowed to have. None of the rules apply to the people in charge. Obviously, the people in charge are important. You are insignificant. And that's why corporations, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, are seeing record profits right now, even as your life falls apart, even if you run a small business, you get arrested for trying to make a living. This is just standard in the climate movement. They don't have any problem with it at all, John Kerry's answer, any of this behavior. Because for them, it's not really about the environment. None of these people, the ones yelling about, there's no planet B, know anything about nature. They don't go outside. They couldn't name three bird species. They don't know an insidious from a conifer. They're completely cut off from nature. They hate nature. They're at war with it. But there is one exception. One principled voice in the environmental movement. We reached out today to get her reaction to John Kerry's speech in Iceland. And again, no one has reported on this. Here exclusively, if you can handle it, is Greta Thunberg's response to John Kerry.
You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
Yeah. You go, Greta Thunberg! You tell that John Kerry. He's wrecking your childhood.
All right, I wanted to get Magnus Panvidia on last week again when I had him on, and I wasn't keeping him on hold just for no reason, but he was recommending an Antifa member to get on, so we were behind the scenes trying to work that out to make sure that can happen. We're going to come back from break, talk to him for a segment, and then get her on with him. Then he can stay on. I'll take a little bit of time in the next hour so he doesn't lose it, because I want to have an in-depth discussion, and then Matt Bracken is scheduled to take over. But I wanted to say something here. When I read 1984, and then it talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, and then I actually read the old Soviet papers, the Bolshevik stuff, Karl Marx, you know, and Engel, Das Kapital, and all that, they're always saying, and I went back to Malthus and the British philosophers, and I went back to Plato, and Nietzsche said it in the last century, that, oh, there's three types of people. There's the proletariat that doesn't care and just wants to go around and, you know, work their jobs and have lottery tickets and get drunk. And then there's the elites that are the aristocracy, and there's those of us that want to be them. That's not true. And every time I run into globalists, you know, and it's part of being a journalist, it's off record, but I mean, some of this has come out in the news. They're like, you want $10 million? You want $100 million? I mean, hell, one of them did it in front of my crew, so I can actually say it. Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, is like, what do you want? You'll get anything. Just come here. I'm like, dude, you're in front of my crew saying this. No, I don't want to be an aristocrat in Hollywood Hills or in New York. Or at Mar-a-Lago. I don't. I like my family and regular people. Some are rich, some are poor. Some are black, some are white. I like interesting people. I go eat restaurants where the food's good. I listen to music. I don't think about what color they are. If I like a song, I like it. And so there's this thing in the establishment that they think there's us up here, and then there's everyone that wants to be us. No, I don't want to be you. And that's what this all comes down to. It's like Joy Reid said last week. She goes, all these white people want to be us, and they're racist, and they love Hollywood, and they're like white people are robots. Like, we want to be Hollywood. We don't like black people. It is the most asinine, ridiculous crap, and anyone knows that. You go to any country, even homogeneous countries like China, they've got thousands of different factions and views. You go to India, one guy's got the same genetics, one guy's a Hindu, one's a Muslim, they're killing each other. This idea that I'm white and I have like certain like, I am against black people, I'm white, or I want to be an aristocrat, is insane. It is insane. I want a future. I want freedom. I want prosperity. I want life extension. I want health care. I want to be free. And I do not sit there like the There Will Be Blood character, who is like a lot of these elites, who's like, I don't like anyone doing well. I hate everyone. Well, dude, kill yourself, okay? I like people. All right, we're going to come back with our guest, Magnus Panvidia, who's a boogaloo and knows the Antifun as a well-spoken person. And we'll talk about the current state of craziness in the world straight ahead. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And Star Shakti, who's an Antifa member, he is a Boogaloo boy. And look, you know, I saw some stuff and comments online from Mike Dunn last week or others purporting to be him. They're like, oh, Jones knows he got punked on the show. That's why he's being nice now. No, I mean, I did have a small backlash from listeners who are like, hey, we want a revolution. Yeah, they're right. Let's start, you know, killing everybody. I'm not saying Dunn was even saying that, but I get America's pissed. Right wing's pissed, left wing's pissed, everybody's pissed. Boogaloos are pissed. Antifa's pissed. I mean, everybody's tired of everything. I just want you, and even Owen Schroeder's like during the break, I should be nicer to him. You know, he's actually been a nice guest or whatever. And he said, hey, you ought to have this Magnus Panvidia guy on. He's had this big viral interview with Jimmy Dore, who's being attacked for even interviewing him. Well, why shouldn't you? People can interview Charlie Manson. They can interview me. They can interview, you know, Adolf Hitler for Time Life Books. I mean, you should talk to everybody, shouldn't you? No, no, no. Because they want to misrepresent who you are. And so I had a small backlash. Most of the audience, you know, is concerned about things. It doesn't want violence. But at a certain point, everybody's got their right to their own Declaration of Independence. Doesn't mean it's going to go like it did 450 years ago. But still, it really is in our system, the right to revolt. Didn't give us that right. Just points out it's always inherently there. I personally don't think that I could organize or run that properly. Other people seem to think they can. Or they just kind of want to be the person that likes the match. Maybe they're pyromaniacs. But Magnus Panvidia is a very well-spoken person, very popular guest when he came on. So we're getting him back on, and then he's introduced us to this Antifa lady who's going to be on this in the next segment as well. Sorry I got you on a little bit late here. It was kind of backed up today with a lot of stuff we didn't get to. But we got about 7 minutes of this segment, long segment coming up. A lot happening in the world. What do you want to dig into first?
Me on again, Alex, and yeah, just kind of this whole crazy idea of unity that we've been pushing has sort of blown up over the last week. You know, getting you know BLM 757 on your show on Owen Troyer's War Room, that was huge. I don't know if you've ever had a BLM activist on before.
No, I watched it yesterday. It was a good interview.
Yeah, so just having people talking to each other and more groups kind of reaching out, and then the establishment has kind of picked up wind of this, and a lot of progressive and liberal YouTube channels that have been talking about, hey, maybe unity, hey, maybe we should work together with ex-Trump supporters, they've started to get demonetized or have their Facebook pages talked down, well, taken down. Which is like, oh, that's really convenient that, you know, like, not, they're saying the same thing they've been saying all last year, but the moment they start to be like, hey, maybe we should work with Trump supporters, maybe we should reach out to the right, they get their, you know, YouTube
taken
down.
Because they want a civil war. You guys want revolution and a change. You don't want a civil war, right?
Yeah, and that's what they want, and that's what I've been saying from the very beginning, is that the establishment and the elites are the people that want to keep everyone divided, and they want everyone to kill each other. They want, you know, the more civil conflict, the more closer we get to like a Syria style situation, the easier it is for them to consolidate power, the easier it is for them to pass a second Patriot Act or something like that.
Well, that's a great point. When I was talking to Mike Dunn when we were set up for the show, or the producer was, he's like, listen, we don't want anarchy, we don't want civil war, we want a revolution. And that's two different things. It seems like the CIA and the globalists, they're phrasing this as a civil war. No, it's not us killing each other. We want a revolution.
Yeah, the opponent, everyone we've always talked about, is the federal government. There's never a meme made or a post made about going out and fighting Democrats or going out and attacking Trump supporters. None of our information, none of our messaging has ever been about that. Everything we've always talked about is the government, and particularly the federal government. That's always been the opponent. So it's never been a civil war. And we've already, most of us have stated that if there was some Republican versus Democrat kind of civil warfare, most of us wouldn't participate. We would go out into our cabins and into the woods and, you know, just try to stay out of it, because you know, nothing good would ever come out of that.
That is exactly, I've never had to actually set up a cabin in the woods. I've actually got one now because I don't intend to take part in the Civil War.
Yeah, and so, if, you know, that's the funniest thing is, you know, you'll have these people that are like, oh, you're warning that the elites are trying to push a civil war. That's so crazy. That'll never happen. But then those same people will turn around and be like, can't talk to the other side. They need to be deleted off of everything. They need to be kicked out of the government. And it's like, which one of us sounds like they're pushing for a civil war?
And notice, that's what all this does is put people in groups. They force you into groups so they can control you.
Yeah, I actually, I put
what you're saying is revolutionary. You're right. Whether our ideas are different or not, we should talk to each other. That's simple. That's simple detente, simple diplomacy.
Absolutely. And I put on Twitter today that a Michigan-based anti-fascist account got restricted today for posting that they wanted to reach out to ex-Trump supporters. That account is several years old. Nothing in the tweet was violent or calling for violence. There was nothing about it. But just including, hey, maybe we should start talking to ex-Trump supporters. Facebook flagged the post and took it down. So it's like you're exactly right to where the moment anyone starts stepping outside of these bubbles, they're attacked, they're targeted.
Yeah, but you're the one that pointed this out, and Owen Schroyer and others was like, hey, Owen's like, hey, be nice. Even if we disagree with some of the stuff, we need to talk to each other. They don't want this. I'm not the one that picked up on this trend. I think you did. I think you're the one. I think you or Jimmy Dore. This just started a few weeks ago, but this is big now, like you said.
Yeah, it's picking up steam, and particularly, like, people are starting to look into things and starting to question whether, you know, they had false beliefs on all of these different movements, or even if they didn't have false beliefs, that their feelings on them were exaggerated or focused by the media to an extreme to get them to the point where they dehumanize half the population. And that happens on both sides. You have,
yeah, it's total, you know, radicalization. It's total radicalization.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have people that literally view, like, everyone in the opposing party as, like, some evil, destructive force that has to be physically removed. And the fact that, people don't get to that naturally. You don't hate your neighbor like that as just a regular human being. It's totally manufactured. It's totally pushed by the media to get people to that point.
What do you think is going to happen to Biden post-Trump? They don't have Trump to blame anymore, and now he's launching all these wars and all this. I mean, this is crazy.
I think a lot of the left is like, because this happened under Obama too. If people, a lot of people forget that once Bush was out, Obama started doing all the same things Bush was doing. But a lot of the left kind of just were never told about it, or kind of, sat back and gave up on activism because, like, Obama's in charge now. Everything's going to be fixed. But what I've seen across the internet and all of these movements is people are very aware that Biden has broken every single one of his promises, that he's very much a warmonger. And then a lot of people even are very aware of kind of the Patriot Act 2 thing that's building right now, to where I have progressives on Twitter, like open Bernie Sanders supporters, posting that they're trying to start a civil war, that they're going after Americans, that they're going to expand the security state and start running around with FBI agents and arresting people. And these aren't InfoWars people. These aren't Trump supporters. These are Bernie Sanders supporters. These are Tulsi Gabbard supporters. So even they're kind of like more aware of what's happening.
You know, I'm glad you raised that, because the first article I wanted to hit, and of course I got distracted and didn't get to it, is CIA counterterrorism chief says there's going to be a new civil war, they want a new reconstruction, and that, quote, our own countrymen are the enemy. I'm going to show you this when we come back. There's video of it, too. And this has even got the squad upset. It's got Rand Paul upset, because it's not like it's scaring us. Like, oh, the CIA is going to get us. Couldn't beat the North Vietnamese. Couldn't beat the Afghans, but it's so illegal.
Yeah, it's horrifying that you have unelected representatives that can literally get on CNN and, like, say that they want to go after Americans who haven't committed any crime. They've blown up the idea of what represents a domestic terrorist to such an extreme that a person like me that doesn't even have a criminal record and have never, hurt anyone in violence in my life is now considered by John Brennan as equivalent to someone like ISIS. Which is insane.
Yeah, this is a total nightmare. I mean, it's so unreal, even Alex Jones can't believe it. I mean, we're in uncharted territory. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out, because people understand in these stressful times it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com.
Superstore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Magnus Panvidia is our guest from the Boogaloo Boys with Star Shakti, a member of ANTI. And, you know, I've seen some criticism, actually, Owen Schroeder having these guys on or having other people on. I've gotten some. And listen, I'm all about debating people, discussing. I think that's a good thing. Anybody that says you shouldn't do that is at a serious screw loose. But notice it's the left mainly saying, oh, you shouldn't give somebody a platform. Jimmy Dore, because by the way, I don't follow Jimmy Dore. I think he's funny. He spit, you know, iced tea in my face one time after the Young Turks invited us up, then set us up. I don't think Dore was in on it. I'd love to go on Dore's show. It's entertaining when I see it. But he, without even looking, is my point. I'm not saying I don't watch a show. I watch it sometimes. Without following him, I see it all over the news the last week and a half. How dare Jimmy Dore cancel him, take him down. He had Magnus Panvidia on. So I finally went a few days ago and watched the interview. It was a very nice come-together interview, which, again, you can have Antifa, you can have white supremacists online saying kill the other group. They're allowed to. So it really does show the system wants this collision, the civil war.
Absolutely. And, you know, people wanting to keep people in echo chambers, because if you actually talk to the average American, if you just go to your gas station and just speak to somebody, we have all way more in common than we realize. And the whole point of social media, and it's particularly over the lockdowns because people aren't interacting in person, it dehumanizes people. It's really easy to look at your neighbor as the enemy and the government as the savior, when it's the exact opposite.
Oh, I don't mean to interrupt, but I've been through that, because I've said some things that are wrong out of context. I apologize. They distill it and twist it and amplify it where this thing they make you is not who you are at all.
Yeah, they've already did that to me, because they've gone back and doxed me and tried to go through my old Facebook posts where I said, I was very suspicious of Antifa. I didn't like Antifa. And then I actually ended up talking to people from Antifa on the ground, and my opinion started changing. So they went all the way back to June, and they're like, see, he posts something bad about Antifa, and it's impossible for his opinion to change. Cancel him. To where now, like, some of my best friends are in this movement, and we've humanized each other by just talking, by realizing despite our differences, we are people, and that we have things in common. And a lot of the things that we're concerned about, they are equally as concerned.
Well, sure. I mean, look, here's the deal. Obviously, a lot of grassroots Antifa are going to mean well. I've said I want them on the show. That's why I appreciate getting this lady on. It's very diverse. I'm about the funding on top or the image the media puts out. That's one thing versus what a real boogaloo is versus what a, you know, real Antifa person is. And I'm not defending white supremacists, because I've actually been around some of them. The average one, though, thinks they're a victim and thinks everybody's out to get them. And actually is not what the media even says. I'm not defending them, but I've talked to them. They actually believe something totally different as well. So it seems like what we're hearing about each group is not actually what's going on.
No, yeah, because they intentionally want everyone to look scarier and more dangerous and more evil than they actually are. They don't want, you know, like, because before, if you go back, it's very much kind of like To Kill a Mockingbird, and, you know, the whole thing with Boo Radley of they just want to take someone who might be a little weird or might be wrong, and they want to make them look like a demon. They want to make them look like a devil.
No, I agree. So what's the answer to ending? Wouldn't we get boogaloos, militias, the KKK, and Black Lives Matter all at a barbecue? And I would guess at the end of it, most people would be friends. You'd have still people trying to start a fight or maybe provocateurs. But I mean, if you actually got everybody together, most people would stop it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing Daryl Davis did. And Daryl Davis, you know, almost single-handedly destroyed entire, you know, KKK groups by being a black man and just going and talking to them and then humanizing himself and humanizing them. And then those people were like, you know what? I can't be in the Klan anymore because one of my best friends is a black man and I love Daryl Davis. So, you know, that was his approach. And he's one of my mentors. Like, he's a hero to me, Daryl Davis. So it's exactly like you said of like, when you get people from different groups to just sit down and actually talk to each other as people, a lot of the bigotry, a lot of the hatred, a lot of, you know, whether it be racism, whether it be homophobia, whether, you know, any kind of negative view of the other starts to melt away when you actually just talk to people.
Sure, and I want to get to this Antifa lady. I don't want to make her sit there on hold when we can go a little bit the next hour. I appreciate your time, but let me just say this first. But you get the left and the big CIA foundations create a false left, false liberal thing where, oh, Bernie Sanders mittens are racist and acronyms are racist and white people are inherently bad. So a lot of white folks that weren't racist are getting pissed because they're being told they're bad because they're white. So, I mean, that's really the system trying to create a racial division.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of, especially lately, a lot of, you know, left-wing people that have spoken up against that get turned on way harder than, you know, maybe even you have. I've been watching on Twitter because now that I've been embraced by a lot of progressives and stuff, and I watch them get tore apart for even trying to humanize the other side. I watch them get put on lists and called Nazis for even speaking to someone like me, which is, you know, surreal. And I've even seen Daryl Davis be called, like, race traitor and stuff like that for talking to the Klan, when he has done more to get rid of
the Klan. He has incredible courage to go into a group of 100 Klansmen. I mean,
yeah, and he's had dozens and dozens of them give up their robes. He has an entire wardrobe full of ex-Klan members that have quit the KKK just because he went and talked to them, and he went to them and de-radicalized them by just.
Well, that's the issue, though, man. You try to get into a conservative event, that they get hordes of people calling themselves Antifa that beat peaceful people and are against free speech. You got Antifa attacking Andy to go. So let's bring in Star, and she's at Star Shakti 1 or at United Voluntary on Twitter. Star, thanks for joining us. We've got about 15 minutes the next hour. I appreciate you holding. What do you want to say? I can ask a lot of questions, but you're Antifa, I guess, involved in activism in Seattle and Portland for now 21, 22 years. This is the WTO protest. What do you want to say about, I guess, what you're calling the real Antifa, or what's your message?
I think that it's really time that we start treating our other American citizens as humans, and really start having the hard conversations, because we are all souls. We're humans. We're trapped in this meat suit, and we have to get along and live together. And I think that it's time that we, like, start having the conversations about how we do that. The whole corporate takeover is not good for anyone. It doesn't allow people to serve their own self-interest, and it doesn't take care of others. And I think that it's time that we, like, start to figure out as people how we're going to unite to resolve this. And we have to live on the same planet together, so let's figure out how to get along.
Well, I mean, it's great to have somebody that says they've been with Antifa, and I believe you. People say you're bona fide. What was Antifa back at the WTO 21 years ago in Seattle versus what it is now?
Strangely, it's kind of changed. So a lot of us would never claim the term. Antifa, you know, we're involved in our cause or our groups or, you know, doing the things that we're passionate about. And then we kind of all get lumped together. And in the reality, well, yeah, in the broad sense, we're all anti-fascist, knowing at the definition term of what fascism is, and we're against those things, you know, pretty much. So one of the ways I see it is that we're kind of, what would you call it, militant compassion. We tend to see things that are, you know, not being taken care of or not being addressed to the world or people that are being oppressed and exploited, and we tend to speak out about it and speak out about it through direct action, because direct action is the thing historically that tends to work.
Well, you can say violence has solved a lot of things. It's also kicked off civil wars. But, I mean, you don't endorse the stuff we've seen where Antifa tries to shut down other people's free speech events. Because I don't care if it's the KKK or Black Lives Matter or Antifa. I believe everybody has a right to free speech as long as it's not violent.
So that's complicated, because I think that we also have the freedom to counter speech. We're having a war of signs where I live, and, you know, there's been a more conservative sign up forever, but then they fight us having our liberal sign up.
Oh, listen, I agree with you coming out counter protesting. I just think you don't hit somebody in the head with a baseball bat.
No, I think that that's violence on another human being is not ever condoned.
Well, stay there, then. You just said something key. The left always thinks that protesting somebody or disagreeing with them is a violation of their speech. No, no, no. I'm not saying you're doing that, but you're like, no, we're going to go out and protest you. That's great. Go out and do that. I'm talking about concrete milkshakes. I'm talking about hitting people in the head. I'm talking about seeing Antifa people do things that I saw the KKK do in the 60s to black people. I don't like that. I want to see open stuff, and I've seen, like, when Antifa attacks people, it's good. When the Proud Boys do something, it's bad. I would love to see Antifa and the Proud Boys have a summit together. My God, it'd have 50 million views online if Big Tech let it out there. It actually just end all this stupidity. Stay there. We've got Magnus Panvidia, and we've also got his friend Star.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are back. Final segment of the third hour, fourth hour coming up. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, will join us. He'll add his commentary with these two folks with us. I could play these clips. Already played it when he said it 2 weeks ago. He said it again yesterday. Here it is. CIA counterterrorism chief says going to war against domestic insurgents is the next mission. He says he's worried about a violent wave of our own countrymen. He talks about a new reconstruction. That, of course, is Robert Grenier. And it's not just him. They have White House press briefings. So if I saw Trump, because I didn't agree with the Q thing about let's arrest everybody, let's execute them, I was like, that sounds like BS. It's a setup. That's the globalists discrediting us. And it was. I mean, if I saw Trump or anybody or Bush or Clinton or Obama get up and say this, I would be going crazy. But now it's so surreal because it's happening. And now they want more troops in D.C. And they're saying, oh, we're going to get the Antifa, too, and we're going to get the commies, and we're going to get the Black Lives Matter, and we're going to get the militias, and we're going to get the KKK. But they can label anybody they want anytime. So you raised this, Magnus Panvidia, right at the start. Again, Boogaloo, a prominent spokesperson. I know there's no central group. You're up there, the top guys. And then, of course, we've got Star here, who's an Antifa member for 21 years. She can comment, but to me, I'm not worried about Boogaloos. I'm not worried about white supremacists. They go, oh, Jones isn't worried about white supremacists. No, I don't agree with them. I'm saying I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about Black Lives Matter. I'm not worried about even the Communist Party. I'm worried not about even Islamic terror compared to this. I'm worried about the big state, the central government, the CIA, the Pentagon, that they're in press briefings saying is coming after everybody that doesn't toe the line. This is ominous. This is a revolution of the establishment. What's your view? Do you agree? Why do you think they're doing it?
Are you asking me?
Whoever wants to jump in, Star,
okay,
Agnes.
Okay, for me, my fight is against really the corporate global takeover. It's not good for indigenous countries. It's not good for our country. It's not good for the worker. It's not good for anyone on minimum wage. It's not good for anyone who lives on the planet. It's only good for the profits of this massive entity that's taking over and getting its fingers in every government globally.
Sure, but I mean, what do you make of this? I mean, if you told people 20 years ago, a year ago, the CIA is going to announce war with America, it's totally illegal in the Constitution. I mean, it's just insane.
Oh, I totally feel like this is part of that takeover that, you know, puts in the interest of the corporations as those being good little batteries and fighting each other. If we organize and actually start to take a stand against, you know, the takeover of the planet, then we're a threat. But as long as they have us distracted fighting each other, then we're distracted. They want the people to either be distracted or sedated or just compliant.
No, I agree with that. I'm asking you, though, overall, what do you make of them making this move? I mean, this is a big deal. This is a like
World War II. It reminds me a lot, like, as far as the things that are going on with the CIA and this whole, like, what's feeling like a Patriot Act too, and the restriction of free speech, it reminds me a lot of what happened. See, after the WTO protest, which was in November and beginning of December 99, what happened is we thought this would be our life, right? We were going to show up and we were going to make a difference and we were going to speak out. And then 9/11 happened just 9 months later, 10 months later. And then we had the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, and we found that communicating was nearly impossible. We couldn't organize again like we did at WTO. I mean, the strength was the fact that we organized. Like, I think there was closer to 250,000 people there than what they report. I know that we filled up the city, and it was a massive organization of lots of people with different interests and different objectives, saying that these corporations and this support of governments of these corporations and the intertangling of it and the revolving door is not good for anybody.
Well, I'm glad you raised that, and I wish we could see your face, because I know not for COVID, but for your own identity, you're covering your face. It muffles you a bit, Star, but we sent reporters there. We covered. I made a film, Police State 2, The Takeover, where Antifa, people claiming they were Antifa, were actually under Bill Clinton's Delta Force Command. They staged attacks so that massive attacks could then happen against the peaceful protesters and route them into the neighborhoods. And remember, the city even housed the Antifa in a building. They kicked the tenants out and moved Antifa in. So, again, I'm not saying you're a federal operative. But here's the actual footage from Police State to the Takeover from local news that I have personally witnessed the president's own military, his own Praetorian Guard, do this.
Yeah, that's actually that documentary. Yeah, that documentary is where I actually found you from way long ago when I was a very young man, ironically enough. So that's kind of, you know, what I brought that on. And definitely to your point about, like, the CIA building up and everything, a lot of the things that went on under Trump with Antifa have been building up to now go after militias, and then they're including Antifa in that. And that's another thing that's waking a lot of liberals up, is everybody thinks that all this new Patriot Act 2 stuff is just going after Proud Boys and everything, to where if you actually read the documents, they include Black Lives Matter groups. They include actual local anti-fascist groups. And just like, you know, like you said, with instances when there is attacks by people wearing all black and calling themselves Antifa, we don't know if they're actual local activists or if they're cops pretending to be anti-fascist activists. And Star can even speak about it, to where, you know, their local groups constantly have to protect themselves against cops and other people trying to pretend to be anti-fascist activists to start violence at protests. And even within their own organizations, they try to stop those people and fight those people. But it's so decentralized that it's hard to do. And
sure,
anyone
well,
can just
exactly.
It all
That's
black.
What I'm getting at is, that was a totally legitimate liberal protest that I would agree with. Don't give the WTO power over our trade. Don't let them sign with China, exploit all these people. Those were good old-fashioned liberals I liked. They got set up. They got attacked because I'm not even blaming the army. Obama ordered, Clinton ordered the military to go set that up, and they ran an op successfully against America. And so this is what I'm saying is we now just see this accelerating.
Absolutely. And definitely, like, you're seeing more and more the government try to infiltrate all of these groups and looking for a patsy. They want a patsy really bad. They want somebody to fly off the handle and shoot somebody or commit a terrorist attack. And we've seen over many years that they will make that patsy if they have to. The FBI will create their own terror plot to stop that terror plot to justify expanding the police state.
I agree with you. That's historic. So what do we do to stop that? Because I don't want a civil war. I know you might want a revolution. I get your point. Well, we're all accelerationists, you know, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we want to get this changed. But I just don't see, both of you, how do you see fixing this? Star can jump in, Magnus. I mean, how do we fix this? Is the only way violence in your views? Or what is revolution? How do you define that?
Okay, so, the very first step is doing exactly what we're doing now, because on your original show, I discussed that, like, me and Star talking together and me and, you know, local anti-fascist organizations talking together literally started with trying to identify foreign actors attempting to pretend to be us to attack each other. And just taking that step of acknowledging the government's going to try to destroy us no matter what we do and working together to at least prevent that has brought unity between these groups. And then from there, just kind of having like a working class big kumbaya come together and opposing these people in every single way and taking actions against them every single way. If we can get enough people together, if we can unite all the tribes, then there doesn't have to be a violent revolution. There doesn't have to be a fight with the government. But if we stay separated, if we don't work together, then they're going to pick us apart, and it won't even come across as a civil war. We'll just wake up one day and live in some crazy corporatist fascist state that's just spying on you, even worse than we have now. Any term I could use to describe it is something we already live under.
Well, that's what you said is key. We're already in it. It's just going to get more intense. So either a violent revolution, a violent civil war, or wake up in this fascist hell we're already in, or that fourth way. People come together under populism, say, here is our social demand, here is our social contract, and we all agree this is what you're going to do. If we come together, they have no power.
Absolutely. And, you know, Star, if you want, you can talk about how, like, you got linked up with the Boogaloo and all your efforts in kind of not only opposing people trying to sneak into Antifa, but also, like, how we've been working so much and the accomplishments we've made.
Well, there's so much to it. Like, that right there would be an hour to unpack. I think that because my upbringing was definitely more like farming, more rural, more conservative, there was never the innate fear of men with guns or arms or Second Amendment. I never had the preconceived biases against the conservative side of things. But then I also, for myself, had more of a, you know, liberal view on the world, and I concern myself a lot with others. But things that happened this summer definitely were more volatile because we had I saw more than ever the divisiveness and the mass media portraying Antifa, all the activists, and I hate to use the term because we're not. I mean, yeah, I guess that's what we get blanketed.
I don't want to interrupt you. Start. 2 minutes. We're coming back to you. We got to start the fourth hour. We'll come back and talk about your awakening as Antifa, that you should reach out to others. Hour 4, straight ahead.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.